is What's On Your Mind, the preview edition. Between 9 and 11, we're joined by our friends at K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, KCGB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, together with the Flag West and East. And we'll be chatting with the Northern Plains and finding out what's on your mind. Look forward to that. This hour, we'll give you a little rundown of the program that will come next hour, as well as check on some news, some sports. Steve Bakken will be here to preview the program we call What's On Your Mind with our guest today. Mark, the Freedom Poet, is here with me each and every weekday, chatting about the news, chatting about the sports, and he's the guy that takes the reins for the Common Sense Club, which you'll hear later on these very radio stations. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm slightly above average.
So the big bombshell story of the day today would be probably politically Michelle Bachmann's announcement, right?
My knees went wobbly.
They went wobbly.
I love that woman.
I do, too. Do you, is this a surprise?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is. The way she said it, however, leaves an interesting door open. She said, presidents run for 8 years, two terms. I don't think you should represent one district any more than that length of time, which leaves her wide open for a run for the Senate. States that have term limit states, like South Dakota, people traditionally run for the House, and then when they finish their term limits, run for the Senate. It's the natural order of things if she can handle her legal battles.
So you think this is more than anything a hint that the Senate race is to follow?
At least she's getting some breathing room, and she is my favorite. Many others. I would say she's probably the favorite right now of at least half the party, barring some else. There's no other statewide superstar that we know of.
Well, I think it'd be fascinating to watch her. I mean, I think the political establishment would have a cow. They would see her as a, you know, it would be sort of the whole who's the woman in member of Nevada that ran against Harry Reid.
Yeah.
Why are their names escaping me?
But she
same
was,
thing in Delaware.
Yeah.
Was it Delaware?
Yeah, but they were not nearly as well spoken or as sharp as she is.
That argument will come from from the political class.
Absolutely.
Would be
to Tea Party. But you know what? Being Tea Party is now a rising credential rather than a diminishing one. Because of the oppression. You know, it's just like Obama was a part of the oppressed black race. Now we're a part of the oppressed Tea Party race.
Very interesting. Do we have the audio of Congresswoman Bachmann's announcement? Not yet? All right. Let me know when we have that, all right? I think Chris was trying to find that. We can play that in our own words so you can analyze that a little bit today. And she did say she'd keep fighting for conservative principles. Said, unfortunately, today I'm even more concerned about our country's future than I have been in the past. On so many issues, we're clearly on the wrong track. Very interesting.
It doesn't sound like somebody that's going to roll over, does it?
8 minutes and 40 seconds in her statement, so she's not backing down.
She was my very favorite congressperson.
She just has unbelievable tenacity. And because, by the way, Sharon Engel, thank you, Chris, and Christine O'Donnell were the two I was thinking about. That, everybody will say, well, there you go. But again, I think it is different in the sense that the political argument in those two cases. Was Christine O'Donnell Delaware? No, she was. It was out east. And Sharon Engel was definitely in Nevada. But the argument was there, these were winnable seats for Republicans, and, I guess that folks may say that against Al Franken, too, right? That it's a winnable seat for the GOP?
Pretty blue state. Franken's got some baggage, but he's, you know, he beat a pretty stout candidate in old Mr. Coleman.
Yeah. Anyway, that's sort of the big political story of the day. And probably whether she does decide to do anything else will depend on what happens in this. FEC investigation? Is it an FBI investigation?
Well, it's basically she's had some Republicans and former staff members that are digging up some dirt against her, and it's some Republicans trying to do her in, it sounds like to me.
Here is some of her comment before we move on to the other stories of the day, her commentary.
My good friends, after a great deal of thought and deliberation, I have decided next year I will not seek a fifth congressional term to represent the wonderful people of the 6th District of Minnesota. After serious consideration, I am confident that this is the right decision. For some, a single 2-year House term is enough service. For others, 10 terms or 2 decades in the House is still not enough service.
All right. How about the music behind that? We had a little flair to this announcement.
It's a flair. It doesn't sound like a funeral dirge.
No, exactly right. So anyway, the meat of her message on why she's decided not to run. Why is she so disliked, Mark?
Because she tells it like it is, and she started her career. One of her big starts was fighting for traditional families. So she's just been reviled and hated by the gay lobby, very aggressive gay lobby in Minnesota. And she's just conservative. She's very pro-Constitution. When you're for balanced budget means you're against a lot of federal programs. So they can paint her, as they do all of us, as heartless. You know, states' right is code word for heartless. And she's been in favor of things like free trade, which has made her hated by unions. And, of course, she's extremely pro-life. So you got Planned Parenthood Coalition and the National Organization of Women has hated her. She was the number one target by Pelosi. And, of course, being a Tea Party person, as we can tell, coming out more and more, that is really not a good thing to be, according to political correct liberal Democrats like Obama and Holder.
Anyway, Michelle Bachmann, the big news politically. And I think you're right. And what's amazing to me is she's probably more disliked, or I shouldn't say more disliked, but as disliked among Republicans as she is by Democrats. It's establishment Republicans.
She is regarded as polarizing. She is totally independent. She cannot be manipulated. We can't work with her. She's not going to make coalitions, you know.
She's quite a mom. And really, I always said about Michelle Bachmann, if everybody had the opportunity that you and I have had to get to know her personal story. I mean, this has been a foster mom to 27 or 28 kids.
Unbelievable.
You know, I mean, think about that. Yeah. You know, a lawyer by training, but started a business and has really just walked the walk.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. Another story I caught, actually it was in the Forum today, but it's an Associated Press story. It's in the front page of the Forum. Mothers now the top earners in 40% of U.S. households. A record number of American women are now the sole or primary breadwinners in their families. A sign of the rising influence of working mothers, the new study finds. Mothers now keep finances afloat in 40% of households with children, up from just 11% in 1960. While most of these families are headed by single mothers, a growing number are married mothers who bring in more income than their husbands, according to a study released Wednesday by the Pew Research Center. Is this a good or a bad thing for America?
Well, I think the children enjoy the food and the clothing, you know, but it's a symptom of a breakdown of a mom, dad, a traditional family generally.
So is a traditional family when the dad is the sole breadwinner and mom can stay home?
Now, in a two-parent family, I think there's some women are professionals, some dads are more labor-type people, and they find a happy balance. It goes against the old Archie Bunker stereotype, but it works.
Because there's part of me as a dad of daughters. That sees this as a good thing, right? Because of the opportunities there. What I hope is that people aren't making the choice, the moms aren't making the choice to say, I'm going to go out there and out-earn my husband to prove that I can out-earn my husband, right? And we can buy bigger cars and bigger houses. I hope it's about breaking the glass ceiling, right? And more of a, hey, if you have a will, there's a way in the greatest country in the face of the earth. But I fear that it's really more about just having more stuff. Right, and unfortunately, setting aside the most important role of a mother and nurturing children.
But you know also, what I mean? so many of these are single parents, just mama homes, and that's always sad to me.
Yeah, well, that's a you know.
But the material drive, you know, you'll never get enough new stuff.
By the way, 10 years ago today, Haley Grace Hannon was a few hours old.
today.
Born at three in the morning. So what is it, 8 now? It's, you know, five hours old.
Haley's 10?
10 years ago today. Haley is 10. Haley Grace Hammond.
You think she'll be delightful until she's 50?
Youngest member of the Hammond family. Full of life and personality and everything else.
She's great.
She's double digits today. How about that?
Happy birthday.
It's a busy May for us. All right, we'll tell you about what's coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. And I want to talk some more about this mom story. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. GetItLocal.com. Before you buy, give it a hometown try. GetItLocal.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind? Coming up between 9 and 11, and we're joined by K-Fire 550 and Bismarck, and that massive Northern Plains audience, along with 910 KCJB and Minot, KLTC and Dickinson. Right now, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 Tioga with the preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I will be banning about the, is that a word, banting about? Bantering about the news of the day and inviting in a couple of guests. We have a reporter from Reuters.
It's a word
that'll
now.
Join us. Pardon me?
It's a word now.
We've made it into a word?
You just made it up, so it's a word of some sort.
That's a good idea. When we say it, it becomes a word, right?
Becomes a word. Might Ernie. Not be a correct word, but it's a word.
This reporter from Reuters, does he go by Ernie or Ernest?
Ernie. Ernie Scheider.
He's been kind of a regular of yours on Energy Matters on K-Fire, and now he's going to join us just to talk a little bit about... I mean, Reuters is a major international news organization, and he's their energy reporter, and he's been out here covering the oil patch. So we're going to chat with him a little bit about his impressions as a big-time energy reporter what I call the North Dakota Miracle, Ernie Schneider of Reuters.
Well, he's got a pretty interesting perspective because he gets to see a lot of different things and does a lot of traveling to the different shale plays, the different oil plays around the country. And it's somebody I kind of keep in touch with just for the simple fact it kind of gives me a gauge of what's going on in North Dakota via the rest of the country. It's kind of nice to have that little meter stick and see how we're doing here.
Congressman Kevin Cramer will also be here for his weekly word from Washington.
Get your questions ready.
Yeah, good idea. Every week graciously. In fact, we started as a half hour, just wasn't enough time because he's getting so many calls, so we expanded it to an hour. And basically, it's like a weekly town hall forum where you can just call in and ask him anything. So,
I do want to say this though, because we have this really bad habit of having people wait until the very end to call. So, if you have a question for Congressman Cramer, call early and call often.
Exactly right. So that's good. That's good advice, by the way, with any guest, because it's sort of kind of a pattern of programs. You have a guest on, you listen to him for a while, and then you decide, well, I'm going to call him about the time that the person's done. So then the calls stack up at the end, and we don't have a chance to get to everybody. So Kevin will be hosting a agriculture roundtable tomorrow in Moorhead with Congressman Colin Peterson. And so they're going to talk a little bit about the Farm Bill, Republican and Democrat. You have a bone to pick with the Republican Party.
Yeah, seeing as how you bring up Colin Peterson's name, and we'll get into that at 9 o'clock.
No, let's start now. You have me intrigued. What's the bone you want to pick?
You know, one of the things I think is wrong with politics in this country is the fact that we're so polar on one direction or the other, and you don't look at an individual. We do have this advantage in North Dakota that you don't see in other part of this country. And if you do any traveling, you really become aware of it, that we have an opportunity to vote for individuals rather than parties in North Dakota more so than anywhere else. That's not so much the case in Minnesota. But overall, you got to take a look at a candidate, and you got to take a look at the record overall. And Colin Peterson, somebody I look at as being pro-agriculture, pro-small business. He's one of the good guys in the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party has targeted him. And they're going to try to spending time and effort on trying to get somebody that's a moderate out, that somebody that is a good, I deem a good candidate for the constituents.
And by the way, I would share everything you've said about Colin Peterson. I like the guy. I've been friends with his for years. I think he's better than most, right? And he does. He's a very good politician because despite his record, some issues, he manages to have people think he's just kind of, more Republican than he is Democrat. I think he's more Democrat than he is Republican when it comes right down to it. But, you know, I think he's a good guy, reasonable, and certainly more conservative on the Democratic side than most.
He votes the issues, and he's a conservative.
But you, as a casual observer, or if you happen to be a voter, that'd be one thing. The Republican Party, why do you have a beef with them? I mean, the Republican Party is to get more, their job, their mission is to get more Republicans elected. So to have them highlight the differences they have with the Democratic members, what they do. They're a political party, so I don't understand why you have a
I look at it this way. When you're spending resources and time and effort to go after a candidate who is, I would deem, a moderate, pull the letter off the last end of his name, but he's a conservative, and he will vote issues as his constituents dictate. He's a friend of the agriculture. He's a friend of farmers. He's a friend of small business. You know, go after a whack job like Pelosi. Go after somebody out there that is more detrimental to whatever party you may be representing. In this case, it's the Republican Party. Go after somebody that's going to be on the extreme. Don't try to pull somebody out of the middle just because you deem them, potentially vulnerable. Don't go after somebody that in the past may have voted along your party lines.
Well, again, Republican, the only thing I'll say to you is that if you're the Republican Party, you see a district that's overwhelmingly Republican with a Democratic member, and you're going to say, hey, we ought to have one of ours there. And to your point on Nancy Pelosi, guess who Colin Peterson votes for Speaker of the House? Guess who he wants leading the Democratic Party in the House? Nancy Pelosi. That's why they don't want him there. They don't want another vote for Nancy Pelosi.
I think there are better targets.
I don't know if there are better targets, but I think it's kind of crazy to criticize the Republican Party for wanting to have a Republican in the seat rather than a Democrat in the seat. Your point.
I don't fault him for that, but as I went through the hit list across the country, there's about 24, I believe, if I remember correctly, seats that they've. It's 1A, 1B as far as they've listed. Colin Peterson is right up there. I think as a Republican Party, they need to learn to pick better fights. That's my point.
Tell Bakken to wake up. When push comes to shove, Colin Peterson is just another Marxist Democrat that'll vote the way he's told. Colin Peterson is not conservative. He's not even close. Look how he dodges his constituents. Bakken, you're losing your credibility. He favors farmer welfare. San Fran Nan is perfect for San Francisco. She'll be voted out of office. She'll never be voted out of office. She'll die first.
I think there's better individuals and better fights to pick than somebody that's got a fairly moderate record.
I think we found a good issue. I want to talk a little bit about we're going to talk about the description of the oil patch as the Wild West today, which quite honestly I see as a good thing. I think when some people call it the Wild West, they mean literally there's shootouts to settle arguments. Obviously, there's not. I think the crime thing has been overblown and is anecdotal, but I share the view of the oil patch being the Wild West, but I say it is a good thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I also want to talk more about this new Pew Research Center study that says mothers are now the top earners in 40% of U.S. households. And I want to ask our listeners about this, Steve, on whether they consider that good news or bad news. And I think it's a mixed bag. I think there's certainly good news in that the glass ceiling is being shattered and that the stereotypical man provide for woman and head of household is out the window. On the other hand, how many more women are working and are out earning their husbands because they have to keep up? I don't think that's necessarily a good thing because a mother's role is obviously best, in my view, nurturing children. So
let's talk a little bit
about
that.
Yeah, let's chat about that today. Steve Bakken and I, finding out what's on your mind, coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Find the link to this Associated Press story about mothers now being the top earners in 40% of U.S. households. Post it up on Facebook and simply ask the question, is this a good thing? Question mark. Is this a good thing? How would you answer that? I would answer yes. It's a good thing in the sense that women work hard. And women should be rewarded for working hard. It's a bad thing, in my view, if it's done out of a necessity to have more stuff. If it's done because taxes are out of control and you need to earn more and more and more and more and more just to keep your head above water. My wife works. She's an occupational therapist by training, and she loves her work. She's not full-time, but she does it partly to help our finances as a family, certainly when we're starting a new business. Important. She does it because she loves it, loves her patients, and really enjoys the work. So it fills a bucket for her, right? I think that's a great thing. I think it is a really good thing. That's a choice that's done more out of in her case it's healthcare, right? So I want to help. I want to help people. Want to help people get better. All of that. I think that the part of it's great. What worries me is that mothers are forced to be the top income earner, sort of keep up, and forced to make a decision to say, well, I'd rather be home nurturing my children, but I can't because we can't afford it. I have to go to work to keep up. That's why I always say homeschool mothers. There's a special place in heaven for homeschool parents because they say, hey, my number one priority is educating this child, getting this child ready for the world. Wow. Think of that sacrifice. I mean, think of the sacrifice that homeschool parents put forward. And again, that's a decision. That's a choice. What I fear is that the result of this survey suggests that more and more women are the top earners in their household, not by choice, but by society pushing them there. And that I would characterize as bad news. The good news is women are making more, and women that choose to go out and make a living, and maybe their kids are, they're empty nesters, they need something to do, that's fantastic. So I'm splitting the baby here a little bit, but I do want to talk more about that, and we'll put that up on Facebook. You can address that and call us after 9 to chat about that as well. Mark is back to talk about sports. Twins. Highlight. Lowlight. You're smiling.
Well, it was awesome.
I stayed up longer than the sports writer for the Fargo newspaper did because they went to bed when it was tie in the 13th inning. In the 14th inning, after as eight Minnesota pitchers were expended, the fabulous Hicks, who robbed another home run and hit his fifth home run earlier in the game, pops a double. Florimone bunts him along, and Escobar sacrifice flies him home to win the game in 14. Dunson gets his first major league save, and Segura got six hits, only the third time in the history of the Milwaukee team to have such an event, only to lose.
And that kept you up all evening.
It was exciting. Yeah.
Were you shouting and jumping up and down?
Well, no, they have a sign up at the motel that I can't be noisy after midnight.
So you didn't dare make any noise?
No, but I whispered real loud.
Did you?
I screamed and quietly.
Well, good for you.
And I did four fist pumps.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And the Red Hawks won as well. 6-5 over Sioux Falls.
Good day for North Dakota's teams in baseball.
It really is. Some people's two favorite teams. And Miami stumbled, so we got a tie thing going on over there in Indiana. And Miami 2-2 now.
By the way, back to the Redhawks for a second. If you're in the neighborhood, tonight is guaranteed win night.
What?
Versus the Sioux Falls Canaries. If the Redhawks lose, every fan receives a general admission ticket voucher as they leave the ballpark.
You can't lose.
Can't lose. Tomorrow they are thanking all the volunteers. It's Community Volunteer Appreciation Night, which is kind of neat. And so fmredhawks.com. If you can't make it tonight, tomorrow night, check out a schedule and pick a game you can attend. Kind of fun.
They have fireworks every so often. That seems like a cool Friday night event when they have home games.
You like that?
I do. Greatest fireworks exhibition I ever saw, I was at Disneyland in Orange County in California on the 200th birthday of America. And I thought I would lose my mind out there at Disneyland. They just went on and on and on and on and on. Magnificent.
They do a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
That's right up there. I saw actually this last trip to Disney. They did something in the way of a water show.
Oh.
And it reminded me of the fireworks show. What it was is they shoot up this sheet of water, and they shoot a film on it. And then they have colored all the water. So, you know, they have, like the seas, you would see it, you know, the water would be blue, for instance. Or if they did a scene from, you know, pick your movie.
The Prairie.
They would show it, you know, it was just... You were watching a movie and a show all in one with water and lights and music.
How cool.
Very Disney.
Yeah.
Very Disney. Fantastic. It was really good. All right. Anything else on sports before we... Twins win? Red Hawks win?
Yeah, we're getting down to the wire in basketball and hockey. You know, Detroit has got quite a legacy, and they'll be tested.
Game 7 tonight.
Yep.
Right?
No. Oh, no.
We had this debate last night, or yesterday, was it whether it was Game 6 or Game 7, right? I think we settled on the Game 7. Yeah. Game 7. You were corrected on that yesterday, remember?
Yes, I was a buffoon once again.
That's quite all right. But anyway, is it tonight?
It's tonight.
Best of 7, Game 7. Detroit at Chicago.
Wow. You wait till you're almost 104. You'll lose entire days like I did.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Entire day. I thought it was game 6 just as sure as anything.
Well, heck of a deal. It should be fun. We have a birthday party tonight, as I mentioned, but we'll keep one eye on the Redhawks. See if they can do it.
I think I should call up and sing happy birthday in tremolo to her.
What is tremolo?
Happy birthday! Sounds like some kind of a lamb singing, but I do it well.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think you won't scar for life, that'd be fine.
Well, no. I'll try to keep it subdued. Just kind of a low-key lamb.
Emailer says if Mr. Skogerbol would like to see fireworks, he should be in West Fargo for the Pyrotechnics Guild International.
Oh!
Now, that's a fireworks display on their final night. He's talking about the... That's when the fireworks guys get together and look at other fireworks.
It's unbelievable. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Our friend Jerry comes there, I guess.
Jerry Breyer, the generous one. Of course he would. Right?
I had a pyrotechnic expert work with me when I worked in the fireworks last year.
Nothing like fireworks.
They're just great. They're exhilarating, exuberant.
Very American.
They are. In fact, John Adams says, we got to do this every year in honor of the 4th of July. Loud bangs, whistles, lights, illuminations, and hurrahs.
So there were fireworks in John Adams' day?
Oh, yes. The Chinese invented them 1,000 years ago.
Is that right?
That's right.
And so there's John Adams is on record of approving of fireworks.
Approving of fireworks. And he just said, people be careful and run after you light them. Not just, we're going to take them away from you and turn you into sissy boys.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
They were manly.
Another topic we're going to tackle next hour in What's on Your Mind, assuming there's time. We have the mom survey now. We have Steve's concern that the Republican Party is wrongly targeting at Collin Peterson, which I think is kind of silly. But anyway, we'll talk about that. The oil patch is the Wild West. When that term is used, and you've been out there, Mark, it's not used in a positive vein. But I've called it the Wild West before, and I consider that positive. What I mean by the Wild West is enormous opportunity.
Energy, tremendous energy. I'll tell you when it becomes kind of like the Wild West. You know, you and I would have gone out to eat late at night at some of these bars, and it's getting pretty intense. And the ratio of men to women isn't good for civility if somebody pours on about 16 drinks.
Look,
you know?
When you say intense, we'll describe that. Yeah, I've never felt threatened. I've never felt that something was going to get out of control. I obviously am, you know, a fuddy-duddy, right? So I'm not gallivanting at all hours of the night.
But also,
the latest I would maybe have a dinner be 9, 10 o'clock at the latest.
But also, you know, you're friendly. You're not antagonistic towards people. You smile at strangers. But there's some people out there that you just want to look away from real quickly. You know, like the kids, and it's an enormous melting pot. And apparently in Stanley, there was like people from 23 different states there are registered in school. And there's a lot of lonely, frustrated people, and some of them don't go to church twice a week.
Well, I get that, but I mean, that's pretty much everywhere, right? I
yeah,
mean, you can
but,
find
but
those folks everywhere.
But you know, there was a big increase in the stabbings and some things like that and some fightings.
It's the media that is, they're so rare that when they happen, they get news coverage that suggests that, you know, the streets aren't safe, as an example. And I just think that's not the case.
You know, I lived in Tioga for a couple of months and I never felt personally threatened.
No, that's what I mean. I think that's kind of crazy. I just think there's way more good than bad.
Oh yeah, way much.
You know, I mean, there obviously is challenges, and if I was a local and a lifer and lived there, you know, I would compare what I had with what I have, and I would say this is very different. There's no question about it.
Especially older people who are totally happy in their house they lived in for 100 years. You know, the grandmas and grandpas that don't have any oil money, they're really upset about it.
Yeah, and they didn't want the activity. They didn't want all of that, you know, busyness. I get that. That's a difference. That is, in their eyes, not positive.
Right.
And an impact on rents and things like that that I could see would be disheartening.
$6 milk. You know.
But this is not $6 milk.
It was. It's down. The supply and demand has actually reduced it. It was at one point $6 milk.
Did you pay $6
no,
per milk?
No. I was over $5, though.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. The preview show, Steve Bakken. Scott Hinnon taking your calls on a whole host of topics. Come up straight ahead.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at bakkenbeacon.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in their refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Coming up is What's on Your Mind, joined by three other broadcast operations, so a total of five stations, the biggest network in North Dakota. Great fun each and every weekday morning. Yours truly, I guess, the opportunity to host, along with Steve Bakken, What's on Your Mind, with K-Fire 550 as our flagship from Bismarck. AM 1100, The Flag, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota covered, as well as a nice chunk of South Dakota. You have 910 KCJB, which, of course, is another big booming signal in the center of North Dakota, like K-Fire with that big signal. And then 1090 KTGO, our Bakken operation, the only talk radio in the Bakken. As well as KLTC, 1416 Dickinson. So those five stations all come together, and we're going to take your calls. A couple of topics we'll tackle today. The Wild West. Is the oil patch the Wild West? And when people say that, do they mean it in a good way? We have a crime researcher that's sort of poured water on that idea that it's not the Wild West from a perspective of crime. But I think actually the Wild West description is one that fits and is a positive in my eyes. No other reason than opportunity. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about this new survey suggesting 40% of households are now a mom's dominating force. Moms are the top earners in 40% of households. That's a new survey from Pew Research Center. I want to spend some time. Is that a good thing? And also Colin Peterson targeted by Republicans yesterday. Steve Bachus sort of took issue with that, said, why don't Republicans deal with somebody that's more extreme than Colin Peterson? So we'll talk about those topics. And the guest on the program, the reporter from Reuters, Ernie Shire. I think I'm saying his name right. Wrong, rather. He is the energy and manufacturing correspondent for Reuters. Scheider. That's how you say his name. Scheider. There's no N in there. I have an overwhelming urge to want to say Schneider, but it's Scheider. Anyway, recently wrote some stories about the oil patch covering the boom, so we'll get his perspective as someone that's covered, you know, energy production in every corner of North Dakota. That'll be fun. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for his weekly chat. A word from Washington, and he takes your calls on any issue. So there's been battles over disaster declarations for North Dakota, the farm bill, gas prices, the Grand Forks Air Force Base trying for the tanker mission, and more. We'll chat with Kevin about all of that coming up on the program today. Let's tell you about weather. Starting the oil patch today. All right? Showers and thunderstorms again in the forecast, mainly over the midday, and then evidently possible again later today. Then some fog that's clearing up. Otherwise, once we get through those showers, partly sunny, about 70 today. East wind at 7 to 14, gusts as high as 22, but the chance of precipitation is 70%. So when it's there, it'll be rather significant. In fact, down in Dickinson, 90% chance of precipitation. Think about that. My gosh. And they're talking rainfall amounts a quarter and a half of an inch possible in the southern Bakken. So a lot of rain. Now tonight in the patch, showers and possibly a thunderstorm again, low about 52. Winds gusting pretty good. Chance of precipitation 100% tonight. And again, new rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. I'm sorry, this is messing up growers. This is not fun. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow, near 60 for a high, 90% chance of precipitation. And tomorrow night, low around 49. So it's everywhere. We can say the same in the valley. Mostly cloudy, high near 80, light and variable wind. We don't have the wind. Chance of precipitation about 60%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. But when thunderstorms roll through, there'll be obviously a little more of a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, the same. 80% chance of precipitation, showers and thunderstorms. Low 64 tonight. New rainfall amounts tonight between three quarters and an inch possible. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely. Mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Breezy with a southeast wind of 13 to 20, gusts as high as 25 miles an hour, chance of precipitation 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Then Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, but 57 tomorrow night. Southeast wind at 8 to 16, gusts as high as 21, chance of precipitation 40%. Bottom line, more rain. Starting out with a beautiful day here, thought maybe this could last. No. Not going to happen, folks. Here's a little look around the area. Grand Forks 61, Air Force Base 61 right now. Devil's Lake 59. Fargo 61. Squaw West. Minot, the Air Force Base 54. It's 55 in town. Garrison 57. What am I missing here? 52 in Williston, 52 in Ray, 52 in Tioga. There you go. That's your weather as we look ahead. Checking another source here for temps. Didn't have a Stanley temp there. I want to get you a Stanley temp. Let you know how that was looking. At 52 right now. Stanley as well. But the sun is still peeking through, so it's not bad. Enjoy it while you can because the showers are coming, folks. That's the bottom line. The showers are coming. All right, telephone numbers, by the way, if you want to join us for What's on Your Mind, straight ahead on any of the hot topics of the day, 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our 10 o'clock hour. Get those calls in early so you get a chance to ask him a question. They just pour in. 800-228-0550. Email us, kfyr@clearchannel.com.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them.
We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.